At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Happy Thursday to you. So let's get right into the baseball.
What part?
So last night I had my first official at-bat in my men's old man league, 60 and over.
Your time came.
My time came. I finally got the call. And it is on video, which is on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Because Dan Buck, my teammate, was filming. And
catching the moment for
catching
history.
The moment, yes.
Yeah.
And it was pretty hilarious. Okay, let me back up. You know how you look for your purpose in life? I'm only half joking. I really think I have found mine. I think I am here to just amuse people. Right?
I mean,
like,
just pay the bills, right?
It's like when you have a kid's birthday party, you're like, what else could we do? Well, we could get an ice cream truck or a pinata. I'm an ice cream truck or a pinata.
You can hire Dave.
That's what I am. You're just like, hey, let's watch this guy live for a while, and it's going to be hilarious. So I get up there, took my very first competitive swing in 25 years,
mm-hmm.
got a hit, and pulled my quad.
Yeah.
Which could not be more cliche. It couldn't be more cliche. It's like a movie. And Coach Stu just shook his head at me because he and everyone else on the team had told me 75%.
Yes.
Don't go over
Cadillac
75%.
Mode. Yeah.
And like this whole season, especially since it's your first.
Yep.
But you're like your competitive juices get going.
Yeah.
And you think you can still do it.
Your 20-year-old brain kicks in.
Yes.
Yep.
And so you're just running as hard as you can.
Yep.
And so here's what happened. I hit it up the middle. I think it's going to be cleanly into the outfield. And so I'm running pretty hard. And then I see the second baseman catch it. And so I go into third gear. And I'm a former D1 college sprinter. And so I, in my mind, I'm friggin' flying. I'm running a 4.340. And everyone on both teams is super impressed.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I went in third gear, I felt my quad give. And so I kind of hobbled across the base. And I didn't realize that Buck was filming. And so I come back and, you know, the whole thing, how are you okay? Put some ice on it.
Yeah.
And then he shows it to me. And I'm like, oh my God. First, I'm a lot fatter than I thought. Second, I'm worlds slower than I thought and much older.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know, it's like seeing yourself naked when you're not expecting it. And you're like, what the hell is that? So at first it was jarring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one's ever going to see this video. All they need to know is I got a hit.
Yeah, and then you started showing it to
and
everybody.
I started showing it, and everyone started really laughing.
It's great.
And I'm like, okay.
But it's great because it's the best of all things, right? There's, you can, I told you the first thing I said when you're running, I said, you could smell the hit. In your head, you're like, I got to go because it's going to be a hit. So you can see the competitive thing goes in. And we're talking about, you're laughing at your slow, but I guarantee you, you're faster than almost everybody out there.
Yeah, relatively, I'm still a sprinter.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, you probably could have gone 75% and still beaten it, but you don't know that in the moment.
No.
In the moment, you just want to beat it and get the hit because you're playing in a competitive environment. But it was almost, there's a little Zapruder moment.
Oh, yeah.
Where you can see right in there, even full speed, you're like, oh, there it is.
There it is.
There's that quad.
It's funny. Buck texted me this morning. He said the sniper was arrested after the game.
He was definitely in the tower. In fact, you were at Maryville, so he was probably up on the hill.
Oh, so funny. So funny.
Well, how much fun were you having up until then?
Up until the sniper got you.
Fun. I was having fun. Yeah, it's a good time. I love it. I will continue to do it. I look forward to the off season working with you and Buck and taking a bunch of reps. But like, I'm fielding the first grounders I fielded in 25 years. Mm-hmm. That was my first swing legit in 25 years. So, yeah, this is what it is. But it's just so, it's so like... Just what happened was funny and cliche, but the fact that Buck filmed it and I was so abhorred by the film, that just made it even funnier to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely all things those ways are striking when you first see it.
Yeah.
And let's be honest. You are not fat. But it does tell you, like, this is the truth that a lot of us learned a lot earlier, is that, you know, look, baseball uniforms are not that flattering.
No.
There's not a lot of give. There's not a lot
everyone's
of...
Everyone's got a middle to
there's
them.
Always something that's, you know, a little bit like...
Yeah, they have, like, that frill in the center where they meet the
belt. When you watch this video, just know this. Everything on my body is as tight as it can possibly be. When I got dressed here last night, my socks are tight.
Yeah.
The red shirt under my is tight. The belt's tight. I'm like a 10-pound sausage and a 5-pound skin.
You're packed in there.
I'm packed in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like an astronaut.
Yeah.
So.
How much time did you spend stretching before your at bat?
Oh, none.
Yeah. So let's see. What part of the game was that now?
Probably the second inning.
Oh, okay. So it was early. So you had done your pregame warm-up.
Yeah. Which consists of playing catch with Ramsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And taking 3 or 4 fake wind sprints.
Oh, no.
And that's it.
Well, that's why, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like, I know it's a real team, but it sounds like a team you dreamed or something.
It does.
Like, yeah, Dan Buck
and
also
Rammer.
Bob Ramsey is there.
Even more than that, it was such a dreamlike night because I get my first hit, batting 1,000, by the way. I might just retire.
You did? Yeah.
And pull my quad. And it was a bad enough pull. So I tore my quad in 2002. My other one, thank God. And I know what that feels like.
Yeah,
and that was not this.
Right.
That was like, bam, you're on the ground and it's black and blue. This was just like right now, I feel like I have an angry chicken pot pie in my thigh. It's just
like,
yeah. And
so on a 10 scale, what's it, a 2, 3? Pain-wise.
Oh, pain-wise, yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Getting around-wise, I'm gimping and limping and stuff. And
the first movement is always the worst.
Yes.
You get out of the chair, you're like, gah!
Yes. But the game, we were behind 8-5,
mm-hmm.
and in the last inning, we were the home team. We loaded the bases, and Bob Ramsey hit the winning run.
Look at that.
Wasn't that... It's like
I knew Rammer's that kind of guy.
Scripted.
Rammer's that guy.
And Dan Buck's probably the best ball player I've ever played with.
Yeah.
At 60 and over, he went 4 for 4 and hit it to the wall every time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good man.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Even though I injured myself, it was fun.
Yeah, but again, it's the end of the year anyway. If you're going to hurt anything, now's the time.
Yeah.
Better now than doing it in May and then you're like got to deal with it for the next 3 months.
And like... I can laugh about it now, but I'm only 15 or 20 years away from wearing the grabby socks everywhere I go. So you got to make hay while the sun shines.
Sure.
Even if you're fat and pulling to your quad.
What's it like hanging out in the dugout with all those guys?
It's fun. It's great. It's really great vibe. Everyone's really cool and supportive. And it's serious. Like, they're playing baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know, it's no fooling around. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
Well, I'm glad it was fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks extremely fun.
Yeah, it is. It was. I slept like an hour because you forget that you hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a big flouncer, big left side, right side. And every time it would remind me like, oh, that's right. That's right.
Did you know anybody on the other team?
I did, actually. So before the game started, a guy walks over to me and gives me a big hug. And it was my first cousin, Daryl Angleton, who I grew up with. Mm. Probably the first kid I ever played catch with.
Wow.
Which makes it even more dreamlike, Rach, because here I am playing against the first guy I ever caught a ball from. Weird.
Yeah.
But delightful. Wild.
That's
it was,
fun.
It was great seeing
him.
You
said you're going down. We're taking you down.
Yeah, when we're doing the good game, he's like, how's the quad?
Yeah. Like so what you're telling me is if there's ever a day that I want to race you, today's the day.
Today's the day. Today's the day for the three-legged race.
Yeah. Yes. Gorilla run versus pulled quad.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Yeah, gorilla
Who
run.
Who shall take point. Over?
I just found your profile on St. Louis Baseball Forever League website. You got
really?
A profile.
Wow.
Wow.
How about
and
that?
He has the, well, you're the number one player. You have a perfect, yeah. a perfect hitting record.
1,000, man.
You're the greatest hitter in league history.
Were you going to steal if you got on base?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Figured you would.
In fact, it's funny because Mike Stewart, who's the coach, who's a great guy, and he's so funny, and he's so Mike Stewart. And we're doing warm-ups and stuff, and it was at Maryville University, beautiful complex, and it's all turf.
Yeah.
So it's all like, it's no grass.
Nope.
And I say to Stewart, I'm like, so when I'm sliding into a base, how does it slide? And he goes, first of all, I don't recommend that.
No, oh no. If you're going to, you do it early.
Yes.
Turf is fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, no, it's
it
fast.
It seems like it'd be grabby.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not. Not it's faster than dirt in most cases. The new turfs are. Mm. You know, and actually old AstroTurf, you really wouldn't have wanted to slide on ever because that would just tear you up. Mm. That's why in the old, the old Whitey Ball AstroTurf, that's why the pits were dirt.
Okay.
Yeah, because when you dove or slid on those, you legitimately got burns.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Not great.
So go to Facebook, check out the video. It's pretty fun. Pretty funny.
See if you can tell when the moment hits.
Yeah, you can.
You definitely can.
I was talking to...
I mean, you didn't flail and fall to the ground, but it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking to Talis, who runs our urban stations here, and we're laughing about it. And he's like, and he's younger than me, but you know, he's not a super young dude. And he told me, he's like, man, a couple summers ago, I was racing my kids in a park. And both of my hamstrings blew out at once. And he said, he said, for a half a second, I literally thought I'd been shot.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, just went down and that was it.
Oh, man. It'll take you out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do nothing for 25 years.
Yeah.
And then run as hard as you can.
The thing that scares me the most, and you see it from a lot from guys probably 40s and up, is the Achilles tendon.
Yes, I fear that.
That's the one that scares me the
most. Well, you see elite pros.
Yeah, he just snaps and see ya. You're done for 10 months.
That looks bad.
Yeah.
That looks bad.
No, thank you.
I was playing indoor soccer in my 30s, and I saw a guy tear his MCL, ACL, something, but I had never seen a grown man cry like that.
Aww.
It was just immediate. Mm. You could just tell, like, he wasn't even trying to hide it. It was just such horrible pain.
And you said, suck it up, dude. Come on.
What a wuss.
No sympathy.
Yeah.
Sir.
It's funny, though, at our first baseman, as soon as I sat on the bench, try not to throw up, because when you have an injury like that, for like 2 minutes, you're a little bit nauseous.
Oh, yeah.
And he brought me an ice pack, which was like, I'll forever be in his debt. But it was also funny because clearly there were ice packs at the old men baseball game.
Right. They had them on the ready.
Then another guy hurt his hamstring, and I offered him my lukewarm bag of water. It already
Here's
melted.
My satchel of water, sir.
Here you go. See if that helps.
Rhythm while you can.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 122. What do we want to talk about? So many choices today. Just going to kind of shotgun it here. The scientists have figured out, they believe, what truly makes us human. It's called HAR-123, and it is DNA that's 442 letters long, which is not long. It's evidently like a really short sequence. But we're the only ones that have it. Like, we're like 98% the same as chimpanzees.
Right, right.
And this is the big one. So chimpanzees can think and they can use logic, but they can't conceptualize. And
gotcha.
They can't really plan. And evidently this HAR-123 is what gives us that ability. Huh. So at some point, whether God breathed the breath of life into us or we just evolved this somehow through happenstance, that is what makes us us.
Huh. Pretty really interesting.
Yeah, really fascinating.
I mean, I guess I don't know. We don't know what's in the minds of any other animals, right?
Right.
But we can go by their actions and what they do and don't do.
Yeah.
And most of the animals in that you would run into, whether you're dogs or whatever, everything is about the moment. Like, what right now? Okay, I'm hungry now. Let's get something to eat. And now, some animals build shelters, though. So there's some level of planning or at least understanding that I need to be in this cave when it's time to hibernate over the winter or whatever. But is that something that they're thought out or they're just like, well, it's time. There's a cave. Here I go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that we don't know. But for us, obviously, it's always
interesting.
We're going to Mars in 100 years or whatever.
Speaking of our brains, you know, there are these brain implants now that people have and are using. They don't have the power of speech, but this translates their thoughts.
Oh.
You've probably heard of these. And I read an article today that was so interesting that one of the biggest problems with it is that it is interpreting people's internal private thoughts and saying them.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yes. So, like, a nurse is taking care of you, and you're like, you're fat, or you're hot, you know? And it's like, it's just, You're thinking it, and it's coming out.
Nobody should ever do that.
Yeah, that would change things.
You got to have a regular. There would be like nonstop fights and wars and stuff if that was always there.
Yeah. It also makes you wonder, like, okay, at that point, like, not to sound bleak, but what would the point be? If everyone just knew what everyone was thinking all the time, like, why interact with others?
Or just a hive mind at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. CEO pay used to be 10 to 1.
Yeah.
632.
Totally normal.
In 2024, CEO to their employees pay was 632 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
Mm-hmm.
Unimaginable.
Yep.
Just crazy.
Well, you know, it's totally necessary and worth it, too.
Yeah.
Because it's fixing so many problems. Not creating any or anything like that.
I wonder how, let's pick on, like, Chipotle for a second. I wonder if the CEO of Chipotle could go work a 10-hour shift at any given Chipotle store and be killing it on the level that, you know, their best employee is able to.
Well, remember Undercover Boss?
Yeah, I loved that
show. I remember one of them where he got fired. I forget which company it was, but the manager is like, you're just not cutting the mustard.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be successful at this company. I'm sorry.
I think there are clear exceptions to what I'm about to say, especially if somebody who is a CEO maybe has a specific background in the technology that their company sells or whatever. But, I mean, I would be willing to bet that most of those people could be replaced by someone earning one-tenth of what they do and nothing would change with the company.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
And, again, not saying there's no value in that, in what they do. Just saying that the value you outlined is beyond what would be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it used to be a 10-to-1 gap and now it's 362-to-1, That change is not reasonable. There's no way to believe that that job became that much more important or difficult.
Well, to justify it, wouldn't you need that CEO to bring back a 632-to-1 return?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's been one of the questions that's been asked, I think, by normal people as these, you know, salaries have gotten higher and higher, is like, is what you do for the company as the CEO really worth 632 times that of, you know, your average employee? Are you bringing in, you know, if you have a $100 million salary as a CEO, is what you're doing worth $100 million?
And maybe it is. I've never been in big companies.
It's just funny, though, that we regular people, we will be more angry about a baseball player who we think is overpaid, not playing to the level of his contract, but that we don't even think twice about the random CEOs that have the same situation.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should reframe it a little bit in the sense that maybe the problem isn't the growth of CEO salaries, but it's the lack of growth of the salaries of regular workers.
Yeah, true.
So if you look at the last 30 or 40 years, what's the average household income change in that period of time? And then compare that to the CEO compensation. So the CEO compensation is going up because revenues are going up, right? Profits are going up. Well, why aren't all salaries matching that? Mm-hmm. That's probably the better way to frame it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 134. Man, Cracker Barrel's got maggots panties in a bunch, don't they?
Wait a minute. I thought that like their whole worldview was like everyone who complains is a snowflake.
Mm.
And you're worried about the sign on a restaurant?
Cracker Barrels?
Maybe.
Those Cracker Barrel people.
I mean, come on, man. I told Andrew this. I saw one comment here. I think I bookmarked it. I saw one of the replies on a tweet about that story. And this tweeter said, I'll be honest, I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in 20 years. If you ask me to choose which of the restaurants to go to, because the Post has two pictures.
Yes.
One is the old Cracker Barrel interior we all know.
Yeah.
And the other one is a new version of it, a modern version of it.
And then the logo.
And then the logo's changed. Yes. But this person said, if you ask me to choose between them, overwhelmingly, I'm choosing the old one. You haven't gone in 20 years. You literally contradicted yourself in your own tweet. What are you mad about? I mean, they took a dude in a chair off the Cracker Barrel logo. That's the change, right?
Well, the change is that they changed the inside of some of the stores. I don't know if it's happening to all of them or if it's only happened to a couple.
I think it's happening to all of them.
You're sad about it, right?
I am. I'm bummed. Yeah. I like the...
I like trash I like on the walls.
Yes, I do. It's nice. It's a nice, comfy place to sit. They usually have a little fireplace with a fire going if it's cold out. It's a nice, cozy place to sit.
It was definitely
it had nice ambiance too.
And I can tell you the one at 40 and K is packed.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, I love Cracker Barrel.
I would allow the record to show that I'm the one who actually gets to have an opinion because I go to Cracker Barrel on a regular basis.
So do I.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah,
4 or 5 times a year, easy.
Can you more than that?
Yes.
I mean, again, I'm not trying to be like the king of Cracker Barrel, but like the reason I go there, I told Andrew this.
That's gonna stick.
The reason I go there is
just leave off the barrel part.
They serve me the food that I like at a good price, and they're nice. That's why I go to a restaurant. I don't go to a restaurant because of what's on the walls or what your logo looks like. If your food is good and it's at a price I like and the people are nice, boom, I'm in.
But it is important to keep in mind when he is giving his opinion on these things that he is an alien.
No, that's true.
I was just thinking.
But we also need to remember that these changes are not being made for our age. They're trying not to become irrelevant with people that are 45 and under.
Yeah.
And that's who they're losing. That's who they don't have.
Right.
So trying to appeal to us, who you already have, or people that are older who aren't going to be around that much longer, is not a good business plan. They may fail, but that's what they're trying to do.
We should all be so much nicer to Wheeler because he is clearly going to be the go-between between us and the robots.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're going to relate to him so much more.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. We also don't care if there is crap on the walls.
We are friends.
Okay, we think all that is so stupid.
Let me take up for Andrew for a second here. What if, Wheels, you went over to like your grandma's house, and you have a picture in your mind of your grandma's house and the things on her wall and her throw pillows and her rugs and stuff, and she was like, yep, I got rid of all that. We had an interior designer come in, and now it's like everything's gray and white and pristine.
He's going to say,
it looks great, Grandma.
Grandma loves it. I love it. Yeah,
that's what he's going to say.
No, it is true.
This was answered before you even started talking, Rachel, because he's not going to cede even 1 inch of ground. He's not going to cede one old-time gasoline ad worth of ground.
This is how my brain works, okay?
And yeah, your brain works, you decide something completely unfounded without thinking about it for more than a half a second, and then you die on that hill.
No, here's the problem, Andrew, is I am not married to nostalgia. I don't care if things change because things change. If we're always going to do things because, well, that's what we've always done, that's the dumbest reason to do things.
Not wanting a restaurant to change decor is not nostalgia.
It is. That's what those decorations are. It's all old-timey stuff. And if we're only going to do it...
It's not nostalgia for me because I was not alive in 1890.
I understand, but if we're only going to do something because we've always done it that way, that makes no sense for a company that's losing its ass. What are they supposed to do? Just keep on falling until they don't exist?
But why would they alienate their current fan base or current customer base?
So you're not going back, Andrew. If they redecorate, you'll never go back.
More of their ass. I don't really care to. No.
All right.
I love the
thought. Also, the food has been getting worse.
Someone tuning into the show.
That's the problem.
Someone tuning in for the show for the very first time being like, wow, what are they fighting about?
Cracker Barrel. It's Cracker Barrel. Okay, so I get not liking a change. What I don't get is why anybody gets personally angry about it.
It's not personally angry. It's just like disappointing.
Nah, but you're not the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rage farmers on social media like, this is why everything's bad.
Well, that's because
like, just grow up.
I think there's a large amount of people who don't know how to, they don't have the like emotional knowledge to draw the difference there between like, I'm a little disappointed by this.
Yeah,
this is a bummer.
Thank
I like
you.
The way it looked. Versus like, I'm enraged.
We've got a bunch
this.
Of people online that are 2 year olds.
The example of emotional knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody's a 2 year old about these things. We got to get rage. Which, if you don't like it, just go to another restaurant. Why would you rage about that?
Is there anything? I just want to dig a little deeper
sure.
here. Is there any sort of chain, any sort of business to where if they did change up like what they were doing, it would feel almost like a betrayal to you?
If they change the logo or the decor, no. If you change the basic service, like if say Cracker Barrel changed its entire food and they were going to do tacos, all right, that's probably a weird idea, unless the tacos are really good. You know, I mean, like, if you're not materially changing what the product or the service is, then it's all just superficial at that point. If it's just the logo or the decor, I mean, this is a sports thing, right? People, You know, when you have a people don't like stadium naming rights, they get mad because it's not called whatever it used to be called. Do you really care when you're in the stadium? Are you really worried about it, or are you really worried about how good your team is and how entertaining they are? I mean, do you think people in Milwaukee love going to American Family Insurance Field? You think they like saying that? You think they'd rather call it Miller Park? Sure, but do they go to the games? Yeah, because the team's good. Right? Or here, for example. Bush Stadium is a naming rights deal. Bush Stadium is named after a company, well, of course, a family too, but we're so used to it, it doesn't feel like it's intruding. It doesn't feel like it's weird, and it's not because we're used to it, but if they changed it and the Cardinals were winning 105 games a year, would you care what the stadium name was if the product was good?
He's on a soapbox. He's on a roll.
I've had these fights many times. No, they wouldn't.
They would
be sold out.
We still hate IHOP because they changed it to a B for 6 days.
Yet they still are in business and they're running strong.
We still talk about that.
They're running strong.
But you asked about us. First of all, I'm pretty sure they're not. IHOP. Second of all, you asked about us. And the answer is yes.
I'm talking bigger picture here. I've had these arguments for 30 years in sports where people get mad about things like this, the changing of the name of the Washington Commanders. There were fans that were enraged by it. Guess what? They were sold out last year. Sold out. Why? Because they're good. Because they have an exciting quarterback. Because they're fun. Nobody cares about the team name anymore except the dude down the street. But like, this is the point. We fight about these things, but it's the core of the business is what's the draw. The product, the service, the team, the quality, whatever. And I don't understand the rage over it. I get why you'd be like, you'd walk in there and go, nah, I don't like this as much. That's fine. That's a normal human reaction. But like pounding your keyboard and screaming about it and like, this is why the country's coming to an end. Get a hold of yourself. You're 2 years old.
I have another one related.
Let's go. Let's go.
Nah, let's tease them.
Okay.
I have another one related. It's not restaurants, but it's about this kind of thing.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fugazi, Asim, Camo X. I love these lyrics, but I always wonder if I wrote them, if I would just think they're so stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the fact that Pearl Jam's doing it, you're like, right on.
Man.
Listless table in an otherwise empty room. But if I wrote that and played it for you guys, you'd be like, oh my God.
It is crazy how that works out for some people. I think that a lot with Wilco and Jeff Tweedy's lyrics. Like, I love the way he writes. He writes poetry. But if you ask me to, like, explain what any given line means, it's like, I don't know, it just sounds nice to me.
Yeah.
And then you read other things, you're like, man, this is some BS. This person doesn't know what they're talking about.
Here's the trick. You just have to make it sound really good when you play it.
Yeah, true.
Like, that's what makes those things special. I mean, if you, a lot of my bands, you listen to the lyrics, like, I don't even know what those words mean. I think they made up some words.
Yeah.
System of a Down was famous for that. Just random nonsense. But it sounds amazing, so who cares?
Okay, next topic to get you PO'd. We know about the seven deadly sins. There's a new sin, evidently, among Christians, and it's empathy. A very popular podcaster, Christian podcaster, and I believe this is on Drudge, but you can Google it and you'll find the article and read it for yourself, that through human empathy for other humans, it has led the normalization of sinful lifestyles, like gay marriage was their big example. That forever the right was, you know, unified against it, and it's a man and a woman, and it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And then they let themselves be taken in by empathy. And that they did no one any favors, they didn't do themselves any favors, and they've sinned against God by making it okay for other people to sin.
Yeah. I can sum this up. I'll be as judgmental as they're being. If you believe that, you do not follow Christ. Period. The end. Read the Gospels. Where does he say anything about that?
There's the King of Cracker Barrel.
Where does anything in the New Testament say you should not have empathy for your fellow man?
I think there's like a pretty famous line about loving your neighbor.
As yourself, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Whatever you do to the least of the people, is that's what you do to me? I remember that one pretty well, too. So if you believe that empathy is a sin, then you're not following Jesus. You're just not. You've created your own version of it that makes you feel whatever, makes you feel more powerful, allows you to force your beliefs on other people. But, I mean, where's the biblical justification for that view?
It's also interesting because, I mean, forgiveness is a thing, right? So there are times where people, let's say in a position of power in the church, will sin in some way. And, like, forgiveness is expected in those situations. And empathy is drawn upon in order to achieve that forgiveness.
Yeah, every time a mega pastor sleeps with one of his married congregants, he wants empathy.
Right. Mm-hmm. He wants you to forgive. Well, you can't forgive without empathy. It's just nonsense. That's a power play. That is, I want to be able to tell other people what they can and can't do because that gives me power.
Yeah, and it's a real shame because that's obviously not even close to being all Christian people.
No.
But that's what gets the headline because it's some edgelord trying. I mean, that's the point, is to get everyone's attention, and then some people will believe it. But, I mean, it's just bad.
Have we become a society that just screams fire all the time?
Yes.
Well, it's exhausting.
It's the way to make people look at you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Getting people to look at you is how you can get money.
I mean, we're talking about it now.
Yeah.
Yep.
When you said...
and they know it rings true with other people, so they know that those people will come along with them.
Yeah, that's true.
What did you start to say?
Here's how stupid I am. When you said there was a guy, a Christian podcaster, for like 3 full seconds, I thought that was the guy's name. And I was like, what a perfect name. His name's Christian Podcaster?
He was born for this.
I mean, no wonder he started doing this.
Jeez.
He's made for it.
I'm sorry, you brought that up, but it's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That whenever the person who's, like, I don't think this has been like forever. The whole philosophy is, you know, who's going to judge you in the end?
God.
Nobody else. Nobody here on earth. So what are you doing? Shouldn't you just leave that to God? Any of it, all of it, leave it all to him.
Yeah, God and my mom.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, well.
I'm sure.
That's a little more immediate, right?
Everybody was judged by Francis.
I'm sure God's up there with my mom right now going, Francis, take it easy.
Francis is like, David.
She was.
Oh, Moses!
She was his voice on Earth.
Telling Christ he's not very Christ-like.
Yeah, a lot to say to Ozzy Osbourne when he gets up there.
Boy, I've been thinking about my mom a lot. Isn't grief is so weird? Grief comes in waves, and I think it's because you kind of let your guard down now and then, and it just sort of hits you. But you know, my mom died July 26th of 2024, and you start to think that it's like, okay, I'm coming out of this. I'm kind of getting my sea legs, and you do, and I am. But then it just crushes me. Probably once a month, maybe once a week, but definitely once a month, I literally pick up my phone to call her. Mm-hmm. That screws me up. And the other day I found her cell phone, and that screwed me up. You know, just like, oh, I don't know, just weird.
Yeah. And then it's got to be weird, like, with your birthday coming up, because her birthday was the day before yours.
Yeah.
And that's always just going to be...
Yeah, it's always. Yeah. Always just like a little reminder.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do something cool in her honor for her 100th birthday.
Which oh, yeah, will, I agree.
This year would be 97?
Wow.
Eight. Man. This would be 98, because she died right before her 97.
Okay.
So a couple years from now, we should just have a blowout concert or something.
Should we call
Have a judge off.
Francis Fest.
That's great. Amy says, grief just pops up whenever it was. I still pick up my phone to text my mom, and she's been gone 4 years. Yeah. It really is a club.
Oh, my God. And at some point, all of us join it.
Yeah.
Maybe not right away, not at the same time, but at some point, everybody joins it.
Yeah. And I really feel for people. I had my dad till he was 76, which seems incredibly young now, and my mom until 96. But when people lose, like Aki, who lost
his dad so young,
17, 18 years old,
yep.
That's got to be so difficult.
Yep. Because you're never prepared, but you're less prepared the younger you are.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. And also, you know, the younger person dying, it's like the worst thing we can all imagine is our own kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's just unnatural, but.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, that's probably a bit, it feels unnatural.
But then, too, like me losing my mom at 59, it sounds so stupid and obvious, but I had 59 years with her.
I know.
I mean, that's a long time to know somebody.
That's a lot more than a lot than I would say. I don't know what the percentage is, but I bet that's on the high end.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.